Hi guys, so I'm back again. I know my last message to you guys was a little rough and fast or whatever, but I have not really did anything today. I just kind of been in the house, hanging out. Well, I did go to Target, even though I really didn't want to go, guys. I had to go to Target because my daughter needed some things, and then I went to the hair store because I want to get my hair braided, so I had to get hair, and like my daughter wanted to pick out some hair bowls for her hair, so we did all that. But then I came home and I was like, I do not feel good. So I'm like, I'm washing my hands and taking all the precautions. And I'm like, you know what? No more big stores, because I would say don't go out unless you absolutely have to, because people are just out in the streets doing whatever they want to do. Like, we don't have a virus out. People are just out doing whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, they're forgetting that there's a virus. So it's like people just aren't being as cautious. So I just say all that to say, just try to be as cautious as you can. You don't have to really go out. Don't go out. Because I think some people just aren't listening to the news. When they say stay in the house, they're still going out and doing what they want to do. And I get we got to go out to get food and stuff like that. Like, that's out of everyone's control. But if you can avoid it, stay in the house. But, yeah. So, I know that last episode I did for you guys was really major. It was just me opening up, kind of telling you guys where I've been and what's going on with me and all that good stuff. And just being honest and raw. So I don't know. Guys, my mental health is still, I'm struggling, and like I told you guys in the last podcast, I'm still struggling with it. I'm still trying to get myself together. I'm still trying to figure everything out. And I did get an appointment with a psychiatrist, because my therapist had wanted me to see a psychiatrist just to get a psych eval and see if there's something deeper than just anxiety and depression. So finally, after trying and trying and trying, Friday, I finally got an appointment at this place that's like, it's in the city, but they can take me April 21st. I might have told you guys this the other day, if I did, I apologize, but I'm just repeating myself. So if I told you this in the last episode, I apologize. I'm just telling you again if you didn't know. But yeah, so they can take me April 21st. So that was a major deal. And I'm super excited about that, because I really was like freaking out that I wasn't going to get any help. But finally, I found somebody. So I'm like, yes, yes, yes. So I can finally go to my appointments with that and get that situated. Thank God. Because I needed that to be like handled ASAP, because I was getting my medications through my primary care, but I just can no longer do that. So now I'm actually going to be getting my medications through my through a psychiatrist, which is super cool. So I'm glad that that appointment is set up, and I just got to go in there and see somebody and get myself together. So anyway, minus all that, guys, I was telling you guys about this guy that I was starting to kind of like or whatever, and I don't know. It's just funny, because I told you guys like the other day I didn't hear from him, and then like we did talk, like I think the next day we did talk. So I don't know what to feel about the situation. Like, I'm still like on the fence with it, because I feel like it's too soon. I feel like I shouldn't even be talking to somebody or liking anybody, but I don't know. He's nice though. I don't know what's gonna happen with that situation. It's something I can't really worry about. Like, if me and him go through, you know, me and him don't talk or do talk, or whatever happens, like, I can't really stress about it. I'm like a firm believer, if someone's meant to be, it's gonna be. So for me, it's just like, if he's supposed to be in my life, then he'll be here. If he's not, then he won't. But I do want to listen to what my therapist told me. She told me, she said, Sherelle, don't date anybody, just focus on you and your daughter and get out more. So the goal for me is just to focus on myself, focus on my mental health and getting myself better, because I'm having a lot of breakdowns. I'm having a lot of episodes of being depressed, having anxiety, and being on edge and being angry, and a lot of things have been happening lately with that. So I just want to get that in check before I try to date somebody again. And like I said, me and my boyfriend of 2 years, we just broke up like not even two, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. So with all of that being said, guys, I don't know. I just feel like it's important for me to focus on me and not worry about everything that's going on right now. You know. Go on, mommy. So it's important for me to just focus on me and focus on what I have going on and just doing what's best for me. You know, it's super important for me to just to do that. I mean, I feel like right now, when I meet the right guy, God, I will know it, God will know it, and it'll work out. I'm not in a rush. Yes, dating's hard, and my therapist is saying the same thing, and she advises me not to date, and I'm just gonna have fun. I'm not gonna say me and this guy are not gonna be friends. We are, in my opinion, we consider ourselves to be great friends, so we're just gonna have a great friendship. We'll probably text, maybe hang out here and there or whatever, but I'm not in a rush to try to move into something deeper. Even though I do like him a little bit and he likes me, I just don't think that we should try to take it there too soon, because I'm still trying to heal and I don't know, you know. So whatever happens with that, it just happens. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't. But I'm trying to learn to be like, you know, not hold people in my life. For me, the old me used to always be like, oh, if somebody leaves my life, I cry, I fall apart. I've got to have people in my life constantly. Got to have people around me. Didn't want to be alone. And now I'm just like, okay, Sherelle, if somebody leaves your life, don't chase them. Prime example, when me and my ex broke up for the final time, I was just like, I didn't chase after him. I didn't try to fix anything. I just walked away from that situation. And we haven't spoken since, and I've been okay. And it's one of those things, like I told you guys in my last episode, I wish him well, and that's it. You know, it's the same thing with people in my life. People can come and go out of my life, but I'm not chasing anybody or trying to force somebody to stay in my life. If they choose to stay, they stay. If they don't, then they go. But it's something that I'm not trying to force or put on anybody. Like, you have to be in my life or you have to do this. It's like, no. You know, if they stay, they stay. If they don't, they don't. So I say all this to say that, you know, with this, my dating situation, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to happen between me and anybody at this point. And I'm just living my life as an open book and just having fun, trying to enjoy every moment. And with this virus going on, you just have to live every moment that you can with your family and friends, and you have to enjoy every moment, and you can't really worry about the little things in life. You got to just enjoy everything and just love on yourself and just love the people around you that are in your life and that genuinely ride for you and want to be there for you. So for me, it's kind of like, I just, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't really, at the same time, I want to be open and honest with you guys. Like, when this breakup first happened, my immediate reaction was, oh, I'm free, I can kind of do what I want to do. But then later on, as time passed, and I talked to my therapist, and I thought about it, I was like, Sherelle, you know, you need to slow down, take time for you, because you didn't have that for 2 years. You need to focus on you and figure out who you are and get to know who you are again. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on me. I'm getting to know me. I'm learning to love me. I'm not so worried about the things that used to bother me so much. You know, so again, you know, I don't know, guys. I don't know what anything holds. But like I said, as far as me and this guy goes, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't know. But we'll see. You never know what the future holds. But I think for right now, I just need to focus on me. And that's what I'm going to do. But, getting off that topic, you know, it's been tough because I think everybody's been in the house and everything's just been so chaotic and crazy with this virus. So it just feels good to kind of talk to you guys again, because I know I'm in and out. I'm like on here one day and next day I'm not. You don't hear from me for a week or two. And a lot of times it's not because I'm running from you guys, or it's not because I'm not wanting to talk to you or do the podcast. It's because I simply don't know what to say to you guys sometimes. I simply get scared. I simply get have moments of like, I don't know what to say to my podcast today. I don't know how to act today to my podcast. Like, I don't know the right thing to say to you guys. I want to say so many things, but I feel like if I say it, it's not going to come out right. Or even in those moments when I hit the record button, I just don't know how to even say the words I'm trying to get out. So instead of telling you guys how I feel, I'm just like, I delete the whole podcast and the whole episode I'm recording. I delete it and I don't even post it because I don't know, you know, if it sounds right or if I'm saying the right things or what. But, you know, with everything going on and me I'm working from home right now. So, I'm truly blessed that I have a great boss. I have a great job that allows me to do that. Because some people, like, they don't have that option. People are losing their jobs. People are like, you know, I'm hearing so many stuff. People getting laid off. They don't know how they're going to pay the bills. People just, it's sad to see all these things happen to people. People are panicking. They're worried. And I completely get it. And, you know, a lot of celebrities are getting this virus. A lot of people you may know are getting it. It's pretty sad, you know. But I do want to touch on something. So, You know, what I do want to say is that Vanessa Hudgens, she's a famous actor, actress. We know her from High School Musical. She, of course, she had a little singing career, too. Now, I shouldn't say little, like, as I'm trying to be funny, but she did have a singing career. And she made a comment, I think, about the virus, and everybody just freaked out. She just basically said something along the lines of, you know, that people are going to die and all these things. A lot of people got upset and offended by it. I think what happened is her wording was just kind of off. I think it got kind of taken out of context. Because at the end of the day, if we're being realistic, and I hope nobody gets mad at me for this, because I'm not trying to offend, the sad reality is, with this virus, you want to believe and you want to hope and you want to pray that the people that have it are going to survive and they're going to still be here for their family and friends or whomever. But some people are going to pass away from it, unfortunately, because it's just, you know, it's out. Sometimes, no matter what you do, as much as the doctors do, as much as the medication they may give them does, sometimes it's just out of everybody's hands. So to say, but, you know, I guess she didn't say it the correct way and people got offended. I mean, you don't want anybody to die, but sometimes it's probably with this virus, people are dying, unfortunately. So I think with this trying time, it's just, I think everyone just needs to be more positive. Some things you probably shouldn't say, but let's not cast everybody away because of things they say. We do have to realize people say dumb things. People make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. Everyone in their life is going to say something dumb or stupid at some point. But should we treat that person like crap because of it? It's called you forgive. You know, we got to forgive. And these trying times with everything going on, we shouldn't harbor any kind of anger towards anybody. Let's all just be happy. Let's smile. Let's just be grateful that we even, you know, we have another day of life. We have to just be grateful for the little things right now with everything going on. So, basically, you know, we just can't stress out too much over everything going on, and because it's not much you really can do. I mean, in these trying times, you can't do much. My room looks so bad right now. I'm kind of upset about it because I got all this junk in the corner of my room. Like, I have my aunt dropped her laptop off because she wants me to download Google Chrome on her laptop. So I have her laptop in my corner of my room in a bag. I have my daughter's clothes in my room because we bought her new clothes and I didn't put them in a drawer yet in her room. It's just a freaking mess. And I have, like, the hair I bought and the stuff I bought from the hair store. It just looks a mess. My room looks a mess, but I'm gonna fix it up tomorrow. I'm gonna get it looking a little bit better. It just looks nasty right now. But anyway, well, not nasty, it just looks cluttered, but yeah. Anyway, I don't want to just sit here and babble on about my life right now. Oh, I do want to say some things to you guys. So I started this new diet, guys. If anyone's heard of the app, it's called Noom. It's an app, and it's on the, you can get it on Google Play and Apple or whatever, the Apple Store. But it's a new app that it's new to me, probably not new to like the world or new app, but it's new to me. And I just downloaded it. It's kind of reminds me of Weight Watchers. I was on Weight Watchers, but I canceled it for Noom because Noom just, I like how they give you a goal specialist. You can mark your foods. So I've been doing really good today. I've started my diet like maybe three or four days ago I started it. And it's been working out so well. So I just document all my foods, try to eat clean. I've been doing really well. So I'm hoping, the only thing I haven't done and I'm not proud of is exercise. I did walk like a whole bunch of steps today, but I need to get the exercise part in, but I haven't been able to do that. So yeah, that's the only thing I'm not doing on the diet is the exercise part. So I got to get better with the exercise part. So yeah. But other than that, I've been eating pretty good and pretty clean, so I'm proud of myself. I'm trying to lose some weight, guys, because I've gained some weight, and I'm just trying to, like, slim down a little bit. You know, nothing major, but just trying to slim down. So, yeah. So I don't know, guys. All right, so because everything has been so crazy, so trying to think of something I can do with you guys. trying to think of some other stuff I can talk to you guys about. You know? I'm trying to think. You gotta be patient with me. Lordy. I haven't did a Q&A with you guys in a while. But I also want to focus on mental health for some reason tonight, because I feel like it's super important that we focus on that tonight, only because, like, it's important. So, alright, why is this doing this to me? I don't know how this is a mental health questionnaire, like, really? I don't know what the heck that is, but it's not helping me. These are the same questions that my doctor's office asks people. And I was like, what the heck? But I kind of want to do something with you guys just because I feel like it's important. So let's do... Oh my God, I'm gonna find a Q&A so I can do a Q&A with you guys. I'm sorry, I'm like stalling right now. I'm trying to find a Q&A on my phone that I can do with you guys, and it's totally not working. Alright, I'm looking it up now. I'm trying to find one. I'm trying. Alright, okay. Alright, so I'm going to do a quick Q&A with you guys. We're going to do a couple of questions just for the fun of it. Just because I haven't did one in a while with you guys. We're going to do a little bit of one. So, let me look at some questions. And the first question is, do you love animals? If yes, then which one do you love the most? I do love animals a lot. I've always had, like, a love for animals. Like, I feel bad if someone kills a squirrel on the street. Like, that just drives me nuts. Let me move my phone over here. I can't see. So, my favorite animal right now, I love dogs, though, because I have a dog. His name's Bean. He's a beagle. I love dogs. How many children do you want to have? Well, I have a daughter. She's 3. Sometimes I want more kids, and sometimes I don't. So, I don't know. It depends. Like, if I fall in love again, if I really, truly, truly fall in love and I'm like, meet my soulmate, the love of my life, then I totally probably would have another kid. But if I don't, then I probably won't have any more kids. Are you married or single and why? Well, you all know I'm single and you know why. So, not even going to go there. What is your favorite thing to drink? Guys, I have a certain drink that I've been drinking lately. I drink a lot of Minute Maid fruit punch, or Minute Maid peach flavor, or Minute Maid lemonade. I drink a lot of tea. I love tea, like green tea, and I'm trying to think. And I drink a lot of water with the flavoring in it. I also like Snapple. Like, I just drink all kinds of drinks, but I buy a lot of drinks that I like. Those are like the main drinks I really drink a lot. Do you want to have a business? I did at one point want to open a business for mental health. Like, I was trying to have like a store and all this stuff online. I was going to make like I forgot the website I was going to use, but I was like going to do all this mental health stuff, and I thought about it and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do none of that. So it didn't happen. Doesn't mean it won't happen in the future, but right now, I just don't have the time. Alright. Do you love music? What is your favorite genre? So my favorite genre of music, I listen to anything. I like pop, I like R&B, I like hip-hop, I like country. I like anything. So anything I can relate to or that makes me happy, I listen to. How tall are you? Have you dreamed of being taller? I am 4'11", and yes, I always dream of being tall. I've always wanted to be like 5'5", 5'4", 5'3", something, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm too old now. Don't even matter. Where do I want to travel? I've always wanted to go to like Africa or Jamaica or Paris or things, places like that. Let me see. Who do you admire the most, mother or father? My mom. I really look up to my mom because she's just independent. She's always like a go-getter, and she's just a hard worker. So yeah. What ice cream flavor can you eat for the rest of your life? Probably chocolate chip cookie dough. I love that ice cream, chocolate chip cookie dough. Oh my god. It's my favorite. Which smartphone do you use, iPhone or Android? Team iPhone. I could never go back to Android. I don't know. I always have to be on an Android. I mean, iPhone, sorry. Oh my god. Yeah, but, always have to be on an iPhone. I can't ever do an Android phone again. Never again. How do you feel right now? Right now, I feel fine. But then I have moments later on where I don't feel always feel so good. But now I'm good. Who is my favorite stand-up comedians? Wow. I love Kevin Hart. Also like Mike Epps. I think Cedric the Entertainer is funny. Chris Rock is always funny. Martin Lawrence. Yeah, they're all very funny. Cat Williams is funny too. Yeah, so those are like some of my favorites. What was the last reason you cried the last time? I can't remember the last time I cried. Well, the last time I cried was probably in the parking lot at my job because they were treating me like crap. Well, at the location I was at, they were just really kind of... Long story short, I got sick. And when I came back to work, they thought I had the virus, which I don't have. I just had like bronchitis and all that stuff. But they were freaked out and they were telling my boss that I shouldn't be at work and all this crap and send me to another location. It was a mess. So long story short, my boss was like, I can work from home. So I ended up leaving. And I don't know. Like I said, just thinking about that makes me angry all over again. I don't even want to think about it. Where do you want to be in your career in 10 years? I don't know. Like, I like where I work. So I'm hoping to be in my job for like many, many, many years. Maybe going into management or... But right now, I'm an intake coordinator. So I would do intake with bringing new patients in. So I don't know what I want to do in 10 years. Maybe go to a different department. I don't know. You don't never know what's going to happen. So I don't know. What is my favorite moment from my childhood? I have a lot of favorite moments. Probably spending time with my dad, because me and my dad growing up, we were very close and we did a lot of things together. So probably anything that me and him did as a child, because like those were like the kind of the best memories. Because I think every girl like needs that father-daughter relationship, especially when they're like young. Favorite drink between the classics, Coke or Pepsi? I do not drink soda. I haven't drunk soda in like years. So I don't crave it, but I would say that if I had to pick, it probably would be Pepsi. Let me see. What has been your biggest regret right up to now? My biggest regret up to now would just be staying in a relationship longer than I should have. Like, I do regret that. I don't regret the memories and the time spent with him, but I regret that I wasted so much time knowing that in the back of my mind that I wasn't happy anymore and knowing that it wasn't meant to be, but I just stayed. So yeah, probably that. If it were possible, would you change your race or gender? No, I wouldn't. I love being African-American and I love being a female. So no, I don't think anybody should want to change their gender or their gender. Or, well, I mean, not their gender, but I don't think anybody should want to change their race. I'm not, because when I say gender, some people are, you know, are transgender. Some people do want to be a woman or a man, and that's fine. I'm not, if you want to do that, I'm totally supportive of anybody who wants to do that. I don't discriminate, but for me, I don't want to change my gender and I don't want to change my race, but to each his own, and I'm not judging. This is a judgment-free zone. Remember that. What are your top pet peeves? Probably rude people, people who judge, people who smoke cigarettes, yuck. Probably people who are cocky. Lord, I'm trying to think what else pet peeves. So many things pet peeve me, guys, but like, that's like some of the biggest things. What is a common misconception others may have about you? I don't really know a common misconception people might have about me. Maybe they think that I'm... I think when people first meet me, they think I'm really shy. They think I'm really quiet. And that's probably the biggest misconception. Or they will think that I'm too uptight or something. I've been told that. So I don't know. I think maybe that. What do you think other people love about you? Probably my ability to make people laugh, my ability to just try to laugh through any moment, and just, I don't know. I like to, in the advice I give them, I hope. If you were a teacher, what subject would you teach? I would teach English, because I love to read and I love books, so yeah, English. If you could be an animal for a day, what would you be? I'd be a cheetah. I keep thinking about that. I told somebody the other day that I'm a cheetah. Yeah, I'm a cheater. I don't know. What's your favorite holiday of the year and why? I would have to say probably next to my birthday, it'd be Christmas. Christmas, because it's not even about the gifts, because I'm old. I'm 30 now, so the gifts don't matter. But it's more so just getting to spend time with your family and friends and just enjoying life. That's probably what really, really makes me happiest. What name would you give your baby if it was a girl? Well, the name Madison, I love that name. So obviously when I had my daughter, I named her Madison. And I said if I had a son, I would name my son Landon Xavier. Because I just like that name. But yeah, that is weird. I'm trying to think of more questions. Oh, let me see. What is your greatest achievement in high school? I would just say graduating. Just making it through and graduating. Let me see. Please tell me which one is your favorite, old school rap or today's new age rappers. I would say both, because I'm honestly, I love back in the day rappers, because back in the day, rap wasn't always about rapping about girls being half naked and money and jewelry and what you had. It was more about the stories people told, like LL Cool J and Tupac and Biggie Smalls. You know, people just told stories in their raps. It wasn't all about what they had, and they wasn't bragging. I think in today's rap, rappers are so busy bragging about what they got, it just messes up there. That's why I say I have so much respect for like rappers like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and Eminem, because when they rap, they tell a story. It's not about the jury and all that stuff. It's about, you know, something completely different. So I like rappers like that. Rappers that rap about real life stuff that's going on, but not the money, cars, and girls, and all that stuff. Let me see. I don't know. Who is your favorite comedy movie actors? I like Seth Rogen. I think he's super funny as far as comedies go. He's really, really funny. Who else do I like as far as comedy? It's probably other people, but I can't think of them right now. But he's one of them. But it's probably other people that I like too that I can't even think of right now. Chris Tucker is funny in Friday. He played that role. He was a comedian in there. He was funny. And I don't know. It's probably a bunch of other people, and I can't even think right now, guys. Let's see. Yeah. What is the one activity or hobby that you cannot do without? Probably, I don't about watching TV? Is that an activity, a hobby? No. You know what? No. Activity probably is writing. I love writing novels. So probably just writing novels on my phone. That's an activity and hobby I don't want to go without because I love writing. Let me see. So, yep, that's basically most of the questions, guys. I'm going to end this because this podcast is super long. It's like 30 minutes long. But thanks for catching up with me again, guys. I enjoyed it. I am about to lay down because I'm tired. So, I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love.